Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show live on Blog Talk Radio. Today is June 24th. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Kevin. And today, we're doing the show dolo. That means by ourselves. So if you're on the line with us live today, we appreciate you guys, you know what I'm saying, participating this weekend with us. And, you know what I'm saying, next week we're going to have the full staff. This week, I have two special people with me. And in a moment, I guess they're going to go ahead and log on in and get on the line with us. And that's my girl, Jen. Jen, if you're out there, go ahead and get yourself on the line right quick. I got a couple of problems with my system over here real quick. And also, we're going to have a special host with us today. He calls in all the time. He's a part of us. He's a part of our staff. We appreciate him even taking the time to chill with us every weekend. And this is our homeboy, Nick. So, Nick, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to get with us today also. And this week, we're going to be discussing freeloaders, the needy, and the greedy. Yep, the needy and the greedy. I apologize right there. But to elaborate a little bit more on that, has society made it where we as a people will always be dependent on others? Emotionally, physically, basically, you know, we're always asking somebody for something. Are we too needy as a people? Are we too greedy as a people? And at what age should a person leave their parents' home to venture out into the world on their own? Or should they just live at home until they're grown? I'm trying to figure that one out, so I want y'all to make sure y'all press that number one and get in with us on that. It's like we got a call already. 404, you're on with the Middleman Live. What's going on?
Nick.
Oh, what's up, Nick?
What's going on, man?
All right. Trying to see who all we got on the line with us right now. Jen, are you there? Jen?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. I just had a little problem with my end over here. Like I said earlier, people, we have Nick and Jen on the phone with us today, so we greatly appreciate both of you guys on the phone with us today. But back to the subject, as far as what we're talking about, needy and the greedy. Basically, I was asking the question, when should a person, at what age should a person leave their parents' home, or should they be allowed to come back, or should they be able to stay there until they're grown? And also, as far as the relationships, at what point is enough in a relationship that is going nowhere, and you know, say, when should you say, hey, I'm through with this? You know, that person may be dragging you down. You may be not getting anything out of it. So when should you say, hey, I'm through with this? That's a whole nother situation as a person being needy. And also, should you stay in that relationship for the benefit of that other person? So these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about today on the Middleman Talk Show. And Jen.
Yes.
What's going on with you? Has anything exciting happened for you? Like I said, today we don't have Al on the phone. We got you and Nick. Nick. You guys can feel free to talk, do anything you need to do at any time, all right?
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, basically this week, nothing special happened this week. Uh-huh. I was very saddened this week about the second domestic terrorist act that happened in our country. And
yeah.
I just want everybody out there to pay attention. You know, they're expecting more, you know, of this domestic terrorism, you know, to be rampant in our country. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about the shooting at the Holocaust Museum where the security guard was killed.
Yeah.
The KKK man went in there. But
if you notice about that situation right there, they really didn't speak upon the gentleman that died, Mr. Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
They didn't really speak upon him. They just really focusing on the guy that did the killing. And, I mean, I understand why they're doing that, but, you know, it's... I mean, really, man, it's two sides to that story. I mean, what was his motive? I mean, I know he was a racist, but really, what do you get out of going in there and just killing an unarmed security guard or armed security guard or whatnot?
Well, really, it was just like the terrorist, to me, at 9/11. He did it for a cause. He did it for what he believed in. And it just shows us how, you know, we need to start paying attention, you know, in the news and paying attention that racism and people, you know, like that is very rampant in this country, and we need to start really paying attention. But I'm also excited this week to talk about your topic, Needy and the Gertie. To get back on what we were saying, I think especially about living in your parents' house. Like, there's some times where, you know, people, I know many people go back home, you know, and live with parents. I went back home and lived with my parents. But you always, I think, you always, and the parents too, should make sure that the children have a goal in mind. Like, if you can't go home, like, get on your feet. You know, if you're just, you know, chilling and playing video games and not saving and don't have a plan, then kick them out because, you know, you're just enabling, you know, their laziness when you do that.
Well, how many times are you going to go back? That's the question. Like, I understand going back to get on your feet. I definitely understand that. I've done that myself. But it's just at a certain point, it's like you got to realize mama and daddy or mama or daddy might not always, they're not going to always be there.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of times it becomes a crutch, I feel like. Like, even when you hit, like, we're all dealing with some hard times right now. And from time to time, I talk to my mom, and she's like, well, why don't you come back home? Why don't you come back home for a little while? And I'm like, well, there's going to be a day I can't just come back home, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I can either brave this now, go through the rough times now, and come out of it better than I was before, or I can just keep relying on that crutch. You know, it's just, it kind of goes into that other subject of at what point is enough enough?
Well,
you know, I have no problem with anybody trying to save, trying to get on their feet, just trying to, you know, trying to do a little better, or even going back to help your parents.
Right.
But you have
I greatly agree with you. I greatly appreciate you even taking the time to chill with us today. Jen, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get into our topic right after this song break. And, we're going to get to this, people. So if you're on the line, go ahead and press that number one. If you're on the chat board, Jen, you're on the chat board today with us also?
Sure am. So hit me up on the chat board and tell me what you think. When is enough is enough.
Yeah. So all the people that's on the line, you can hit us up on our text also. That's 729-669. Text The Middleman Show to 729-669. You can subscribe. They'll give you a number. You go ahead and call us back. And basically we'll give you updates on what's going on with the show. And we're going to our routine that we normally do every week, and we appreciate everybody online and also on the telephone lines with us today. Our first song of the day is by the great Bill Weathers. Y'all heard this sample on many of the dope songs you ever heard in your life in the South, possibly. But just like the subject, freeloaders. How long are you going to let these people do these things to you, if it's emotionally or physically or mentally, I mean, however it goes. The first song of the day is by Bill Weathers, and it's Use Me Up.
You till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. You just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people. And then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, when you love me, I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels as good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Man, that was a great song right there by Bill Withers, Use Me Up. What y'all feel about that song right there?
It's a classic. It's a classic. That is one of the most sample songs that I've heard in a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason why we picked that song today, because you think about it, most people are being used. I mean, if it's physically, emotionally, maybe even mentally. And that's the subject of the day, people. If you're just tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show, I am your host, well, one of your hosts, Kevin Allis, not with us today. And on the line, we got a special host sitting in with us today on today's show, one of our frequent callers. That's our man, Nick Eden, singing genius extraordinaire. Also on the line, we got our backbone, our technical specialist, our person that's always on that chat board, always hooking us up, our girl, Jen. Jen, what's going on, baby?
Nothing. I'm ready to get started today.
And speaking of that, today we are talking about freeloaders. Freeloaders. The needy and the greedy. And the first part of this question we're going to ask you today is, has our society made it where people will always be physically and emotionally dependent on others? Now, in my opinion, and I know you alluded to that earlier, Jen, as far as going back home or whatnot or whatever, but has our society made it where we as a people, we're going to be emotionally, you know, just attached to people at the hip all our life? And I mean, when you think about it, when you go out into the world on your own, you're supposed to be man or woman. But it seems like a lot of people don't even get to that point to even get out there and basically do it to that level. You know what I mean? They don't get out there to that level to even succeed in life. So from an emotional standpoint, do you think that we emotionally get attached to our parents, our spouse, or basically everybody that we deal with so we can't even go out there and succeed? How do you guys feel about that? And we're going to start with you, Nick.
Well, to be honest, yes, it is. You already have that natural dependency on your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Already have that. And just unfortunately, some people don't grow out of it.
Right.
It's not always a bad thing. It's just like Jen said, you know, you should be able to definitely depend on family, depend on those close to you, but
right.
depending on them and then just not even so much leaking, but being codependent to where it's just you can't function without their help,
mm-hmm.
so that's not, that's when it becomes a problem.
Right.
Because at that point, you're not growing, you're not learning, you're not adapting to your world, you know,
right.
you're not adapting to what you got going on.
So, I mean, from a physical standpoint of being needy, would you say every other month or every other week, Jen, and I'm going to ask you this, how do you feel about a person that has to ask for a loan from their parents a lot? Or even with their spouse, they're in the same house under the same roof, but they got to get an allowance from their wife or husband. How do you feel about that?
Like, I think that's different. Like, that depends on your situation. That doesn't necessarily make you, like, greedy. Like,
well,
you know,
what if you got
instance,
a job
like,
making more than your spouse, though?
Well, then I wouldn't see, like, the point of having an allowance or, like, borrowing money from your spouse if you make more.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, it just depends on, like, the habits. Like, when you meet a person, it does matter, like, to look at their spending habits. And it does
right.
matter to look at, you know, if they're the type of person that, you know, always has to depend on another.
Right.
I have friends that, you know, they always depend on, you know, their boyfriend to pay for things or, you know, their man or husband or what have you. And when, you know, he leaves or it doesn't work out, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're back to square one over and over again.
Yeah.
And get back to a comment that you said earlier, you know, does our society, you know, I guess encourage that? I think that's something that's taught. Like, your parents are the one that is supposed to instill in you, you know, workmanship and, you know, integrity and, you know, you if you don't work, you don't eat, like
right.
kind of theory. But if they don't instill that in you, you don't have it. So that's more like not our society, but I think we do see more and more parents today not teaching their children how to be dependent.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
most of them are independent nowadays, to be quite honest. You have a lot of parents that just are not, they don't know how to be independent, so they can't teach that. They can't teach their child that same thing. And that's just one of those things when your child grows up seeing that, they adapt to it, they think that it's okay, and it becomes a part of their lifestyle, and they do it in their adult life. It's
right.
just a vicious cycle that goes over and over and over again.
But, I mean, even from the standpoint of being a needy child or an adult becoming a needy adult, I mean, how far should that parent go or that spouse go to make that person become dependent? Because, like you said earlier, one of you guys spoke upon, if you taught that as a child, you're going to carry on that trait throughout your life, and like you said, Nick, you're going to continue that cycle. So, I mean, as a needy person, I mean, even I've read a couple of things on needy people. Do you know, I mean, with needy people, man, they are more susceptible to suicide. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, because you really don't feel like you're standing on your own, too. You always seem like you got to ask somebody for something. Just like we can say the case in point, homeless people. I'm not even calling them either or. But the reason why a lot of people become homeless, they don't like to ask for help, and that's where pride come in at. So, I mean, from that standpoint, what could a parent do or a spouse do to make that individual more dependent on themselves?
I think the point in what you said right there, it's not that you can make someone be that. Either you
mm-hmm.
are or you're not. Like, you have choices in life. Either you choose to be a person that's going to stand or you choose to sink. Like,
right.
that's another problem I think now. Like, it has to be within you. It's been plenty of people that, like me, like I guess you can call me needy. Like I don't know how to cut grass or like I have no idea like you know about my car. Like if something
yeah.
went wrong with my car, I would have to call my daddy. Like I have no idea. Like if I had to cut grass, I would have to call my daddy because like I don't know anything about that because
but
like
Jen, I mean even Jen, I mean just not to interrupt you, but I'm gonna keep it real with you. You don't know. That's the difference between knowing and then still asking somebody to do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if I knew how to change my oil, but I'm going to call my homeboy, I'm like, Nick, I know you know how to work on cars. Hey, man, change my oil for me. But you know my black butt can sit up here and change oil without even trying. So from your standpoint, I wouldn't call that needy. But you have people out there that know how to do something. I mean,
I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to do that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go out there and fix my car.
Right.
Like, I just wouldn't do that. But, like, in my dad's defense, my point was, it didn't make me need it. No, because if I had to do it, like, under extreme circumstances, I would do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those were my choices. He still, instilled to me that I must, you know, be my best and do what I need to do.
Hmm. Well, Nick, how do you feel about needy people? I mean, let's even go to another mode of coworkers. Now, at the job, you may have a person in there that know how to do a particular job, but they were like, man, I'm going to sit over here on the side and see if somebody else will do it. That's a greedy person for your time, and that's a needy-ass person because they don't want to do the job. I mean, am I right with that, or what you think about that?
No, you're exactly right. I encounter that every day. Every day I'm at work, I encounter that. Just have those people that they can do what they just want.
Right.
And those people slowly but surely weed themselves out and they have to go.
Right.
It just makes me wonder, like, what they're doing in their life once they leave that job. If they're acting that way at the job,
right,
which, you know, for most jobs, they're not completely rocket science, but let's just be honest. It doesn't take you're asked if you can do the job. So,
yeah.
If you can do the job, and you say yes, do the job.
Right.
And yet, you have those people that they just won't. They're just like, I'm just going to show up here, and I'm just going to get my check.
And then they get fired.
Yeah.
Then they'll be back in the same situation living with their parents. And it goes back to the first, I mean, as part of our first segment question. If they get fired, they're back home with their parents. At what age should you leave your parents' house? And it's not, Jen, I'm saying, Jen, I know you said as far as going back home, you had to go back home. Well, no, I'm not saying from that standpoint. I'm talking about that person that is 40 years old, ain't never left the house. Never. Everybody, I know everybody on this phone line has dealt with somebody or know somebody that got an Uncle Bud that still live with his mama in that back room, and his room just smell like foot powder. You know what I'm saying? Just foot, feet, and spunk. So at what age? Yeah. At what age should a person leave their parents' home to venture out into the world? Or should they be able to live at home until they are competent enough to live on their own? I mean, what age should a person stay at home, y'all?
That's up to the parent, like the owner of the house.
The
like,
parent.
You know,
yeah.
if the owner of the house allows that, then that's the owner of the house's fault. Like, that's the parent's fault. And as a person, like, especially a grown person, like, who, like, you have a problem if you would want to stay, you know, at home for that long. I think you have a bigger problem than being needy.
Yeah. Well, I will say this much. If you're on the phone line, you can press that number one. You would like to get into our conversation. This show is about you also. If you have a comment, we would greatly appreciate to hear. I see we got a lot of people on the line today. We want to hear from you guys today. You ain't got to just sit on the phone line and listen all the time. But y'all go ahead and check that out. But, Gene, I mean, the owner of the home, that may be the mama. That may be the mother. But what if you got those mothers that basically want to, that's still my baby. He's 40 years old, ashy as hell, and stinky. But that's still her baby. So
he's setting him up for a lot of failure.
Not a 40-year-old person. You're not setting them up for failure. At what point do you take personal responsibility? At what point does it stop being your parents' fault? Like, I'm a firm believer in that, you know, everybody parents screws with them a little bit. I really do believe. But at a certain point, stop being their fault. You're grown. You're an adult. And you have to take responsibility of your own actions. If you're a 40-year-old person and your mom says, you know, stay with me and, you know, be a baby, then you're sorry. And that's totally on you.
You have some people that, even though you say it's on them, they don't look at it like that. They'd rather sit up there and eat your food. They'd rather drink your water, run your electricity, because guess what? They feel like, you know, my mama feeling sad for me, so I should stay at home. I know you said it's on the homeowner, but if that homeowner is letting that person be that freeloader, you know, they going to continue to do that, because y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all done been over some of your friend's house, and you like, who the hell is that grown man back there in the back of y'all house thinking? You know what I'm saying? They should get out. But if that person that owns the house, if that's the parent, they letting them stay, they just enabling them to fail. So what age should these people get out? When you get 18, what do most black people say?
I'm gone.
What do most black parents say? Let's say that a little bit better. What do most black parents say?
You're going to college or you're going to the military, but you're going out of here.
You're getting somewhere. You got to get up out of my house. But you got a lot of people now that, I mean, in our society, you know, we got people that's like, well, I want to stay at home. I seen a little report a while ago with, you got people like 30 years old. I mean, they're trying to get their finances together. I know it's harder now. But is it as hard as it was back in the early 1900s? Without all the technology that we have now, without all the, you know, things that we have as far as that's contributed to how society is, but people back in the 1900s and all that, they had to get out. They got out at 16, 13, 14. They got out there and did what they did.
Because, like, your work ethic was different. Like, families were bigger. So, so basically, you need to get out because they can't afford to feed you anymore.
Right.
And then, thinking about, like, people got married younger,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I guess it was instilled in you that you wanted more, like, you wanted to grow and be more on your own, and I think now a lot of people in our society don't want more, or they want more, but they don't want to put in the work, and I think that's something that has left, especially, like, for, to be honest, a lot of people that are in impoverished situations, a lot of people influenced, I say, by hip-hop. They see these images where they want the glitz and the glam, but they don't want the work that comes along with it. And so then we have the result of needy and greedy people. They want, but they don't want to do the work.
Well, I mean, I know society, as far as the images, what they see can play a part in it, and Nick, you can chime in anytime you want to also, but a grown person should feel that they want to do something with themselves to have some type of, you know, legacy. They can look back and be like, man, I did this for myself. I mean, the most proudest moment that I've had in a while is when I saw one of my homeboys that just purchased a house. Y'all know him, Dub Jizzle. I mean, when I walked in that house with him and, you know, him and his family, man, I mean, that made me proud because he's accomplished something that there are a lot of people out there that's 40, 50, 30, 25, ain't did nothing with themselves yet. So, in my opinion, I feel like when you get to a certain point in your life, you should know. Ain't no talking about like your early 20s, even after college. You should know it's time for me to go. It's time for me to progress on and make something happen.
Well,
and that leads us. Go ahead, Jet. Go ahead.
I'm just. What I can't understand, I can't speak from a female's point of view, but as a man, I can't understand how a grown man could sit there and be like, I'm just going to chill at the house. For as long as my mama let me, or as long as my daddy let me, I'm just going to chill at the house. Trying to sneak your girlfriend in the house, hope she don't catch you. You know, I can't understand the mentality of that. So, I mean, you have to realize that's a completely different mentality, and it's hard for people who want better for themselves and want their own things. It's hard for them to understand the mentality of somebody who is just like, I'm just going to stay here and chill. I don't really have a purpose for going back home or staying at home, never leaving. It's not about saving money. It's just, I don't want to pay rent, or
most definitely,
I don't want to pay as much rent.
You know what, Nick? That leads us into our second song of the day. And our second song of the day is entitled, What You See Is What You Get. And what you see is a sorry person a lot of times. And that's what you get, a sorry person. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you again, Miss Kevin.
Hey, some people are made of plastic. Some people have hearts.
What you see,
what you see,
is what you get,
is what you get.
Look at me. What you see,
what you see,
is what you get,
is what you get.
And you're tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. And that was What You See Is What You Get. And that is something wild for me because sometimes what you get is a jacked up woman or a jacked up person in your life. And what you see is what you got. And it could be crazy. But normally right about now, we would be doing the Talk of the Town segment. Our man Dub G just happened to be in California at the moment. I hope he's not waiting on the Lakers to come back. Hopefully they lose tonight. But on the line with me today, I have my girl Jen and my special co-host with me today, my homeboy, Nick E. What's going on,
yes,
y'all?
Sir. Nothing much. Hoping the Lakers lose tonight, too.
Yes, sir.
I'm already pissed off because it's supposed to be 3-1. Orlando.
Everybody knows that. I think they'd have paid for Kobe to have a ring, but to all my Laker fans out there, you got this ring, but you didn't beat us. That's the Celtics, baby. Jen.
I'll be so glad when this basketball stuff is over.
Why?
Because I'm tired of hearing guys talk about it.
You know what? You know how you can get a man to conversate with you real quick? Start saying some stats for some players. Or, man, that was a great layup he did, or that was a in-your-face dunk such and such did. I guarantee you'll start a conversation right there at the point.
Let me say this. If Yao Ming had not gotten hurt, the Lakers would not even be in the finals right now because they would not have gotten past you. I'm sorry.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This right here every day.
I mean, it's all good, but you're listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. And today, we've discussed and we're talking about freeloaders and eating ingredients. Now, in our first segment, we talked about, has our society made it where people will be dependent on others emotionally and physically? And at what age should a person leave their parents' home to go out in the world and venture on their own, venture out in the world on their own? And, I mean, we came up with some good numbers. Me, personally, I don't know what y'all feel like. I think after 18, you need to get the hell on. I'm just going to keep it real.
It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I do. I think it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like they should live at their home forever. I don't feel like that. No. You got to step out there and be a man. But in this second segment, we're going to be talking about at what point is enough enough in a relationship that's going nowhere? When should you say, man, I'm out of here. This done. This person ain't really doing nothing for me. Or should you stay in that relationship just for the other person's benefit, just to make them feel good? Are they needy people or just plain greedy for your love and your time? So we're going to go ahead and jump into that one right there. So, Nick, I know you got something you want to say on that right there. Go ahead and bless us with that conversation, man.
This is all I got to know. I just got to know this, and I hope we have some females out there that can chime in. Maybe you're going through this now, or you've been through it before, and just provide a little insight. Why is it, and put the kids to bed, why is it that women will allow a man to live in their house, drive the car, eat the baby cereal, do all that, be sitting there playing on PlayStation all day, just because the dick is good? Are you that hard up? I mean, is it that bad?
But Nick,
that you can't put this fool out? I'm just saying.
Nick, I can't speak for no woman, but I know for a fact that if you put it down, you can get around, like Pac said, any kind of way you want to. And that's what it seems like. And in that relationship, you know what I'm saying, that dude, you know what I'm saying, that woman may be needed for that, for that long dong.
That's always like a little joke. If I'm messing with somebody, I'll joke. I'll be like, come on, let me show you why my last girlfriend didn't charge me rent. But honestly, I can't understand that. I mean, is it that bad right now? Is it that bad for women? Seriously.
I don't know, Jen. What you feel? What you feel about that, Jen?
Okay, first
give us the woman's perspective.
Okay, first off, it does happen, because number one, most times, like, you know, a lot of times when that happens, you do have low self-esteem. To let somebody use you like that, you have low self-esteem, mm-hmm. and you are quite frankly, you know, you're just lonely, and you want somebody there that, you know, you want to feel good about yourself. And if the dick does that, then it does that. But, you know,
I mean,
women,
that's only the physical part. I mean, you're being used. You're being
women
used. I mean, well, you're using that person too, so are you greedy?
Yeah.
Is that a greedy
woman?
Yeah,
you're greedy. You're greedy after, you know, emotional, you know, support, I guess, or physical support. Women equate good sex to emotional feelings. You do. You get. Yeah, a lot of times you do. A lot of girls do. I'm not saying all girls, but a lot of girls do equate, you know, a good time. So you meet somebody and they wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you. And, you know, your head is swimming. You talking about them to your girls. You know, next thing you know, he done moved in. You ain't checked if he has a job. You ain't checked where he live. You know, girls, you need to go down your checklist and make sure. I will not date a guy if he does not have his own car.
Yeah, now what's that checklist? You said something about that checklist to me earlier.
Yes,
what's that
yes,
checklist
you
got?
Must. To get away from needy and greedy people, make sure he has his own car, make sure he has his own place. If he's over the age of 24 or 25, he must not have a roommate. No roommate. That's questionable.
What's wrong with being over 25 and having a roommate?
Wait, you know so bad.
Because you're a grown man, you should not have a roommate.
I gotta agree with it.
What?
I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't say 24 or 25. It just kind of depends on what you do. You know, some people might be fresh out of school at that point.
Yeah,
honestly,
what if you're still in school?
If you're not in medical school, you do not have a roommate.
What if you went to school 3 years late?
No. You're grown. I would not, after I turned 23, I would not have a roommate. I cannot live with people anymore. I'm grown. I need my own space. I'm not
but you
gotta
admit,
that's your own space?
It's nothing worse than seeing two big grown ass men sitting up there talking about, hey, dog, we got to get the rent paid.
And I mean, both of y'all got kids that's about to go into high school. Like, it's just something just not right about that.
No, it's not right. And make sure that he has stayed on his job at least 8 to 12 months.
Eight to 12 months?
Yes.
Yes, it shows stability.
How long was he let? How long was he at the job previous? You can base it on the previous job too.
Hold on, now you saying that a cat need to be on a job for 8 to 6 months? What if he get on that job in 11 months? They were like, "Well, we moving overseas." You gonna let him go?
8 to 12. I said 8 to 12.
Well, what if he got on that job 7 months and they were like, "We moving overseas"? Then what?
Well, how long did he stay at his previous job?
I'll
have to look at that too.
Good
if he
Lord.
Said
college. But yeah, honestly,
I'm not in that category anymore. I'm talking about grown people.
With the shadiness of the economy right now, that's a little far fetched. You got to admit, big companies are laying off people. They may hire you, and then 2 months later, they're about to either move or they're about to go bankrupt themselves, and they lay a bunch of people off. With the state of the economy, you got to kind of, you can't really count.
No, Nick, if you're 30 years old, you should have held a job. Okay, maybe it's not your current job, but at some point in the near present, past, and future, you should have held a job between 8 and 12 months. Somewhere in some period of time you should have. If you have not, you should be in some kind of long-term schooling. Like, you should be on your way to being a PhD or a doctor or something.
Now, Jen, I mean, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask both of y'all this. As far as with our topic, how long would you stay in that relationship when you figure that it's going nowhere? How long would you stay in that relationship? I mean, like you said, Jen, earlier, if the long dong is right, and it's good. And you see, this cat ain't offering nothing else to you. But that's all. And from a male's perspective, Nick, if a woman is good to you, and that's all she got to offer, how long should you stay in that relationship?
Call her on Saturday night and then leave it at that.
What?
Like, if you find out that they, you know, they don't have much going, if you, you know, if it was good and it's all good,
but no, I'm just saying, you've been with this person.
Time, but keep it going.
No, what I'm saying, you've been with this person for 4 or 5 months, almost a year.
You shouldn't be with that person for
4 or 5 months.
No,
what I'm saying, though, but
you,
like you said earlier, Gene, they equate good sex to what? A good time and good relationship. So
then inquire a therapist because you have low self-esteem. And you don't think much of yourself to have somebody that pulls you down. And I will say,
but
this,
I mean, at the beginning, think about this. Now, maybe I'm asking this question wrong. At the beginning, everything seems fine in your eyes, and everything seems cool. But as time go on, you start to realize that, man, this might not be good. Maybe he has nothing to offer. He's only taking from me, or she's only taking from me. How long should you stay in that relationship after the fact, or should you try to work something out?
I think when you figure that this person is pulling from you, when this person is taking from who you are and you feel drained, then let him go because it's too much. Like, I dated a guy, and at first, you know, wine and dine, everything's all good. Like, he moves in, and that all falls apart. He becomes, like, this totally different person, just sorry, da-da-da. And I had to sit down and figure out, you know, do I love him and, you know, the emotional part of him more than I love myself and my stuff? And you have to make the decision. I'm going to choose me and my money and my stuff over some dick. And that's just, and women have to, and men, you know, they have to make those type of decisions.
But, Jen, I mean, you have a lot of people that may not be that strong or may not even look at it like that. You have some people that are like, hey, he's good enough for me for this moment, and he has potential. Remember that key word, Nick? Potential.
Potential.
He may get a job, but he's draining the mess out of you. You go to work every day. Because, I mean, this is why I wanted to talk about this subject. Maybe we can elaborate on another show good better than this. But in Atlanta, Georgia, you have a lot of professional women that got guys that are not hitting on nothing. They go to work every day. They work hard, long hours. They come home, they dude sitting on the damn couch, and he playing PlayStation. But she like, hey, he got potential. She's going to stay with him because she loves the sex. She loves the fact that she may be able to build him up. But he's a freeloader. He's emotionally draining from her and possibly physically taking her time. Where is the line drawn?
You know, I think it's deeper than just that person. Honestly, and this is something that I have believed for a long time, I think that a lot of times people, men and women, are more in love with the idea of a relationship than they are with that person.
Mm-hmm.
The security of the relationship, the security of having that person, nobody likes to be the third wheel or the fifth wheel. So I think a lot of times they're more in love and more tuned into that idea. And because that person represents that idea that they're so infatuated with at the time, then that's when they're just like, okay, I'm just going to hold on to it. I'm just going to hold on to it because I don't want to be by myself.
The idea, Nick, that's a word that we're going to, even just like potential, the idea of. A lot of people get married because they see their friends get married. The idea of getting married. The idea of that day. The idea of having that relationship. But the long-term effects of that could really drain you as a person. So when, I want to hear the answer. I mean, when do you call that off? Or should that person, like you said earlier, Jen, go ahead and get help? What you think about that, Jen? And if you're on the line, press that number one. We would greatly appreciate it. You want to conversate with us. You are tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show, and we are talking about freeloaders, the needy and the greedy. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, I agree with Nick. And if you're at the point where you're, you know, hanging on to an infatuation, then you have a problem bigger than this greedy person. And there's a lot of people, like, I think it goes to the fact, we touched on this before in other shows, that a lot of people play the blame game. It's the greedy person. It's this person using me. It's this person, you know, doing this. When are we going to take personal responsibility for anything that we do?
Right.
No, you cannot be used unless you let yourself be used.
Jen,
you have a greedy person in your life, kick them to the curb.
Jen, there are manipulative persons out there. They manipulate everything. They are professionals at this.
Yeah, I was about to say they're professionals.
Yeah, I know. I have been manipulated as a girl, as a woman. I have been manipulated as a guy. But like I say, that only goes so far. I can only blame that person for things in my life so far, because I had people in my life, I had even my own subconscious, even my own brain telling me this is too much, you know, being tired, being drained, all of those things. I have to take personal responsibility for my own self and my own choices, and then no one can use you. That's what we need to start telling, you know, our children. Girl, women, start telling your girls, take personal responsibility. Don't let that man use you and then cry about
a woman
this
can
man
use you. A woman is more deviant than a man.
No.
Yeah.
A woman is more deviant than a man. So it's not only telling your girls, it's telling your sons also. Because the thing about it, Jean, even though you say we take personal responsibility, if that person has a veil on them, has their eyes is closed to the fact of, and they're constantly getting used, they're constantly getting emotionally abused by this person, how would they know when is enough?
You know, because you're being drained. Like my mama always said, you can't save a person that's drowning, because they'll drown you. Like when you jump in after somebody that's, when you meet some, it's picking a person like that, it's partly your fault. You meet someone, they don't have their own car, they don't have a job, they have, what, 4 or 5 kids and don't pay child support, a whole bunch of, you know, baby mamas and all of this other stuff, and you take that person on, what did you think was going to happen?
Well, just as y'all said earlier, you answered that question, though, Jen. The idea of that individual at that moment in time, it could have been his walk, it could have been his talk, it could have been his swagger. It just could have been a persona of that guy overall. You weren't looking at it from the standpoint of, I mean, you can say you have a problem, but let's talk real life. How many people get caught up with the image and the idea of that person and get drained and get that monkey on their back? How many people let that happen to them?
I've had this conversation with several of my friends, and I have two types of friends. I have some friends that, you know, I say they're around between the ages of, I say, 27 and like 33.
Right.
And some of them continue to have these greedy relationships where they get men, pick men just like this, that drain them, take them from them. But my friends, you know, my stronger friends say, at what point do you say, I'm not going to do this anymore? Like when I was, you know, 18, even when I was like 22, you could have fooled me like that. But now I would never pick someone like that. Because I have a different perception in life. And it's what, when you say is enough personally, you should know that limit. And if you continue to do that, the definition of insanity is to, you know, repeat the same act and expect you know, a different result. And if you keep picking men like this and you keep getting used, then it's on you.
Right. Well, Jen, both of you guys are great today. Y'all on point with your conversation. I greatly appreciate that. That leads us into our third song of the day, and it's by Reuben Studdard. The song is basically called Footsteps in the Sand. And basically what he's talking about is leaving a legacy for yourself, or not just being washed away like the sand would be when the water hits. You want to leave that mark on his life. And that song was chosen by me today because basically if you live your whole life without accomplishing anything, you live your life just living off of others, you ain't really got no legacy or anything in that. So that's going to lead us into our third song of the day, that's Footprint in the Sand.
And that's from our new album, Love Is, in stores now.
Yes, sir.
What is life if it doesn't have meaning? We're just extras in a movie passing by. What is a man if he doesn't have purpose, with nothing real to show for all his time? superficial thing. Just remember how it showed my heart. And when you speak of me, oh, I hope you tell the thing. I did all the time to do my part. Cause I don't want to be like footprints in the sand. I want to leave my mark like the stars shine in the dark. And I want to be something that'll fade away. A distant memory. What they'll better see. I don't want to be footprints in the sand.
And that was Reuben Studdard with Footprints in the Sand. Hey, how y'all like my little Casey K impersonation of that? Yeah, you tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show today, June the 14th. I'm Kevin with my special two co-hosts with me today, Jen and Nick Eaton. Man, I greatly appreciate you guys taking the time with us today, man, sitting in for old Alan Buckethead, wasn't with us today. Out there with his brethren. So how you guys enjoyed the show today?
It was good.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed the show.
I see a lot of y'all on the line that didn't get the opportunity to press that number one. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. You can always go to wearethemiddleman.ning, get your profile, download previous shows, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/themiddleman, and you can listen to every show we've done since show one. We appreciate every last one of you guys that's listening to the show today. But, Nick, you were saying something. I need to go back and listen to our customer service show and, so I can get my customer service game all right. So what was you saying, Nick?
As far as what?
Man, I was talking over you. I guess, well.
You like
since,
the show.
I don't
that's what you were talking about.
You know what? Since Alan ain't here today, I guess I'm going to do it to myself.
I do want to hear more about Jen's list, though. That we're gonna have a whole. We need to have a whole show about Jen's list because
oh yeah, you got
that's the
list.
Right.
She got a list on everything.
That's why this
everything.
Gonna be a whole show. We're gonna have to make that an hour and a half show.
Most definitely.
No
interruption.
Most definitely. Now, normally people, we would normally do the chat segment right now. Like I said earlier in the show, our man Dub, he's in California. I'm checking him out on Twitter. He's talking about he's downtown LA right now. He says it's beautiful, y'all. So if y'all out there in LA listening to us, Dub, hey man, have a safe trip back home, player. And today we did speak upon freeloaders, the needy and the greedy. And we discussed earlier in the show, we were talking about how our society made it where we as a people will always be dependent on others, emotionally and physically. And at what age should a person leave their parents' home to venture out into the world on their own? Or should they stay at home until they are competent enough to live on their own? And at what point is enough enough in a relationship that's going nowhere? You know, when should let that go? Or should you just stay in that relationship to benefit someone else or for that other person's benefit? Those are the things we talked about today with Nick Eaton and our girl Jen.
Yep,
Nick,
yep.
You was about to say something again.
I can't do church like Dub, but I do just have one public service announcement for all of my men out there who are living at the house, who are living at their girl's house, who's just not making it happen for themselves and not trying to leave a lady. Get your funky ass up. Go get a job. Go get a car. Get a MARTA pass. Go get something, some type of transportation. Go to work and get your own. You're too grown for that shit. You're too old for it.
And that was a...
That's not exactly church, but that's...
No, we had to give you an explosion on that one, man. That was close to it. That was close enough. That was church. Priest Tabernacle, alligator souffle, and all that other stuff he be saying.
That was a devotion. That was it wasn't church, but it was devotion.
We're going to call you Deacon Nick. Deacon Eden. That don't even sound right. Lord, what's wrong with me? But hey, If you know, we appreciate you for taking the time on your Sunday to listen to the Blog Talk Radio / The Middleman Show. Join us next week when we will have Buckethead Allen back. Yeah, when you hear this player has something to say, player. But we're going to have Allen back on the line with us next week. Nick, we hope that you go ahead and join in with us, Nick, next week also. Gene, we know you're going to be there. So,
you know it.
You know. Next week, we will be talking about the villainization of the black man.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this show.
Yes. It may be an hour and a half. We're just going to get our staff together, which Nick is a part of our staff. Gene is a part of our staff. And you know me and Allen. We down in Dub G. We're going to go over the show and make sure that we have everything in order for you guys next week. So we appreciate you guys once again. Make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/The Middleman. Download our previous shows, this show and every other show. Also, if you have a subject you want us to talk about, hit us up at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. And our text number, 729-669. The Middleman Show, text The Middleman Show, The Middleman Show to 729-669. And guys, I greatly appreciate you again, all right? And that concludes another show by myself. And I'm mad about it, y'all. I had to do this whole show. I ain't do this. I'm just playing, y'all. I ain't do it by myself, but. Y'all just playing. Here we go.
The Middleman shouted. Big Chris shouting. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yo, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to break shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
And all I can say is, thank you, Jesus, for letting me do the show. Ha ha. Hey, make sure you listen to us next week, The Villainization of the Black Man. If you're white, we want you to call in. If you're purple, we want you to call in. We want everybody to call in. We're trying to figure out why we always the bad guy. Appreciate you again. Make sure you tune in to We Are the Middleman. Ha ha. Check it later.